We continue our learning Lulinishmas David ben Menachem Roshem Nechaim Yaakov Pinchas Aleo. We're in Sukkah Perek Aleph Mishnah Gimel. We'll learn the rules when it comes to schach. Schach has to be something that grows from the ground, and it has to be something that's not mekabel tuma, that's not susceptible to tuma. So let's say, for example, a metal rod is susceptible to tuma. That would not be effective as schach. So clothing as well, clothing on mekabel tuma. So clothing also cannot be used as schach. So the Mishnah here says like this: Peras al hasad din mepnei achama. Let's say you spread over the sukkah a sheet because it was too hot. People were uncomfortable. You don't want too much sunlight. You want a little bit more shade. Others say the purpose of that being there is not mepnei achama, is for the schach, to protect not the people but the schach. If you leave the schach in the sun too long, so especially using branches, leaves, etc., they're going to shrivel and fall off. So you want it. You want to make sure that it's protected from the sun. Or let's say you put a sheet under the schach, mipnei hanashar, because of the leaves that may fall down. So that also you want to avoid. You don't want the leaves, the twigs falling on the table, falling on the food. So this sheet is going to disqualify the sukkah. It's mekabel tuma, it's pasul for schach. Now, then the Mishnah said, or another one, Sheperas al gabay hakinof. Let's say you took the sheet and you put it on top of a bed, but a kinof is a bed that has four posts on it. So now you really create an ohel. So also, psula, that will also disqualify the sukkah. Because here we have, number one, we have a sheet which is pasul, but here, in this case, I made, there's something additional. I made a canopy, I made an ohel, and that's considered a barrier between the person and the schach. You can't be there. Now, if you spread a sheet for, let's say, as noy sukkah, as decorations of the sukkah, and it's within four tfachim of the schach, so that's okay. Then we consider the sheet to be secondary to the schach. Let's say you have a big lamp in the sukkah, a big light in the sukkah. So that's not kosher schach, but nonetheless, if it's within four tfachim of the schach, it's considered secondary to the schach, and you can even sit under that itself. Says the Mishnah, so these are psula. So again, you peras al hasad din mipnei achama, the sheet because of chama, or tachteha mipnei hanasha, because of the falling leaves, you put it under the schach. Oshe peras al gabe akinof, or you put a sheet on this four-post bed. Psula. All of those will disqualify the sukkah. Avol, pores hu al gabe naklite hamita. But you are allowed to spread a sheet on a two-post bed where you're not making an ohel. An ohel means where I have a sheet, let's say, leaning over something that's at least a tefach in width. Here, if I have two posts, one at either end of the bed, and I turn and I flip it over, that's like you put a towel over in the shower, over the shower curtain. So that's the shower bar. So that's not that top is not a tefach and width. So that's not an ohel. So that's not a problem here to do that in the sukkah under this bed and sit under this bed. Not a problem at all. Next, Mishnah Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalet Hidla Aleha Es HaGefen. Let's say you had vines, had a grapevine, and you're pulling it from the ground, not out of the ground, you're just draping it over the top of the sukkah. That's a dlas, or a gourd, that's a kisom, or ivy. All things that are easy to train over and pull over and draw over the top of the sukkah. V'sikech al gababa, you had other schach as well, kosher schach, says the Mishnah, psula, means that these items at least are going to be pasul. They will pasul because they're attached to the ground. They may grow from the ground, but they cannot be attached from the ground. And there's an additional problem of cutting them now out of the ground after they're on top of the sukkah already, based on the pasuk chakasukos taseh locha taseh v'lemana asui. You have to make a sukkah where you have the walls first and then you cover it with schach. You can't have non-kosher schach and then cut it when it's already in place. That is not, you haven't placed the schach on that. You'd have to pick it up and put it down, as we'll see in a moment. But let's say you had a majority of schach over and above the grapevines, the gourds, the ivy, etc. So that would be fine. It's batel barov, oshek tzatzan. Or you detach them from the ground, and as we said, you have to lift them up. Bar Tanura says, after you do that, you have to move them a little bit, up and then down. Why? You have to make it where, not where I already had something on top. We'll learn later on. You have a big pile of hay. I can't dig a little tunnel into the sukkah and say, oh, magic, I have three walls and the top of the hay, where there's hay on top also, I created a sukkah. No, it has to be have walls. And then I cover it over. I make a cover. I put on schach. So here too, if I cut them out of the ground, even if I don't have a majority of kosher schach, I can make into kosher schach by cutting them off the ground, detaching them, and then picking them up and putting them back down. Zeh klal says the Mishnah, the general rule, kosher mekabel tuma, then gidul minaretz ein mesach dimbo. If you have any of these criteria, if it's mekabel tuma, susceptible to tuma, that's a problem. Or ein gidul minaretz, it doesn't grow from the ground, that's also a problem. Why does it have to be gidul minaretz? Both rules are not being mekabel tuma and gidul minaretz based on the pasuk says chagasu kos taseh lecha bas becha migarnecha umiyikvecha. When you gather, sukkos is time when you gather from your granary and from your wine press, and we derive from there that bipsoles goren viyekev akos v'davi. The pasuk speaking about the psoles, the waste, that which is left over after you squeeze the grapes, after you make your wheat. I have these items. So this is what is left after you gather all of these things. What am I left with? I'm left with straw, I'm left with grapevines, and things like that. So that which is left over, that's what I want you to make the sukkah out of. So what are the two criteria of those things? Number one, they're not mekabel tuma. And number two, they grow from the ground. So again, zeh haklal. If it's mekabel tuma and it doesn't grow from the ground, ain mesachin kimo. The chol davar she'eno mekabel tuma. If it's not susceptible to tuma, v'gidul lemenaretz, and it has criteria number two, it grows from the ground, mesachin bo.